Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Yep. Mad or glad Monday, inner sight. Welcome, everybody, and I got a mad. I tell you, these moronic doctors. Now not every doctor is a moron. Some of them are good.
Some are good.
All right, but these jackasses who run this Center for Disease Control, you know, they get up there and they praise this vaccine. First of all, how can you praise a vaccine that has killed people and made people sick, you know?
Sure.
So now they praise the vaccine, you know. You would think that they would tell people at least read the warning on it. How come they never say that?
Nope.
Read the warning. Pay attention to what the warning says. Do whatever you have to do to protect yourself if you're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say those things. And they don't tell people how to protect themselves. Maybe consult a holistic doctor who has some good suggestions. They just tell people to take this crap. And it can kill you. And it has killed people. So that's a definite mad. So they tell people, today, praising the vaccine. Now, in other countries, India, of course, the virus supposedly has gotten a lot worse. Now, they're not telling you how many people have been vaccinated in India who have died or become ill. There's no information on that. I didn't hear one word about that. So, there's a lot of contradictions and a lot of misinformation and a lot of information that they're not giving you and a lot of information that you cannot trust because they keep changing their story all the time. And it's crazy. So, in fact, before we went on the air, Maureen called me and told me that the nursing home where her mom is has to shut down again.
Oh, no, not again.
Because somebody got the damn virus or they think they have it or who the hell knows what. So don't be so quick to praise these vaccines. Now didn't a lot of people get vaccinated in the nursing homes?
Yeah.
Evidently that hasn't worked.
No. And you want to know what's frustrating me too? My husband just said it. You know, I don't understand. If you get vaccinated, you're not supposed to have to wear a mask after that. Why do we all have to wear a mask?
Because it doesn't
obviously
work.
It's not working too well. Exactly.
Because they're afraid of it. They're afraid that it's not going to work. That's why they want you to wear the mask.
That's right. And that's what
Florida
took away my husband.
Florida went back to normal, I heard.
Oh, yeah?
The governor declared normal in Florida. Everything's opened up. Nobody has to wear the mask. You go into a private place, they could ask that you wear it, but all the public places, no more mask in Florida.
Wow.
So a lot of states opened up, you know. And Maureen telling me that, her mom not being treated, she believes, her mom, and I believe it too, not being treated properly. You know, they're not giving her enough to drink. She's gotten dehydrated before, in fact, and they had to send her to the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, the solution to this that we have put forth many times, and the jackasses don't listen, the solution is that every person in the nursing home should have their personal aid. so that the person can get them the water and get them whatever they need, and the people who work there are not overburdened. You know, the people who work there undoubtedly are told, don't give people too much liquid, because then they got to use the, we have to change them and all that other crap.
Yeah,
that's why they need their aid.
Right.
And the money's there for the aid.
Yeah, it is.
And they still can't have it.
Nope.
And where's the American Disability Act? How come it doesn't protect the person?
Nope. It doesn't.
Another horror show, world. And another mad on Mad or Glad Monday.
Very mad.
So, there you have it.
You know, if they had a true American with Disability Act, a true act that would take care of, you know, people with disabilities, you would have places where people can go. You wouldn't have to go to a nursing home.
You stay in your own
home.
Then
you could start a home. Exactly. You could stay in your own home, and people could come and take care. Exactly. And people could take care of you. And they could start any program.
Well,
we're going to
Thursday's show is how the American Disability Act should be.
Yeah.
You know? And we'll talk about that, and when we come back, I'll talk about how I'm trying to get the disabled community to stand up for enforcement.
That's
tell
good
you
Lord,
about that,
man.
On Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, the little bear, the Akita. And my girl is doing really good. I've increased her food. She's gained weight.
Awesome.
She's much more powerful now and strong.
That's great.
And just a great, her work has improved because of it. You know,
great.
And she must have put on at least 10 pounds, I think, 5 or 10 pounds.
Wow.
All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in Toms River, New Jersey. Let's see, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. And, you know, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All right. Mm-hmm. Some of our friends who have helped us, Good Mojo Printers, and the SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the people who have contributed to Inner Sight in the past, and we hope to call upon them again. And my buddy Sal with the Sunset Restaurant. All right. So those are some of the people who care about Inner Sight. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners who have helped us in the past and now have done so again. Inner Sight. I want to thank the local shop here in Sayville, New York, Paper Doll. It's it's a girl's store.
Oh, cool.
You know? And they are thinking of doing a campaign with Inner Sight, so we'll keep you posted. It's a local shop here, and the owner, Dominique, and they're on Main Street in Sayville, so drop in there and see a lot of handmade stuff, including some made by my girlfriend. All right, Inner Sight Around the World. And what else we got? All the beautiful children, yeah, don't forget. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, all the others that we remember. Inner sight reminds you, take care of the children. Watch out for them. Speaking of which, my dog watched out for a little child the other day.
Oh,
the child wandered off from the mom in the local coffee shop and climbed up on the bench and was crawling across a narrow bench.
Oh, my.
And my dog took me up to the little one and got in front of it and moved along with it.
Oh.
Just in case the little one would fall. And the mom came and thanked us. And I told her my dog is very safety conscious for children.
Eh?
That's the great Akita, the mind of the Akita. Eh? And the stupid ass people that say an Akita can't be a service dog. Go and learn something.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight.
Your dog
around
is
the
also
world.
Very sweet, too. Very, very sweet.
And let's see, what else we got? Oh, you better do the Able News before we forget. Able News.
Oh, okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, I want to wish all the moms a happy early Mother's Day. We'll be doing our Mother's Day show on Thursday with an entirely different slant that you won't hear anywhere else. All right? And it's connected to the Americans with Disability Act. So tune us in Thursday and hear about all the millions of moms who deserve better.
Yes,
the damn politicians ought to hear that. All right, inner sight. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical? Nobody's starved on Long Island. That's the program. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have difficulty getting the food, let them know. He's very accommodating. At 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and when you can do it, he gives you the veterinarian care. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, inner sight, James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. And by the way, you don't have to pay Jim any money. So that's a good thing. You know, usually you retain a lawyer. They want money up front. With Jimmy, you don't have to give him anything. All right? He gets paid through the court. And that's one good thing I got to say about the ADA. All right. What else? Inner sight around the world. Don't forget to sign our petition. The nursing home one and the one on the service dog, change.org. Now, there's a Mother's Day present that you don't need money for.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's going to spend money on their mom. Good, you know. We're not going to ask you to spend money to help a mom by signing our petition. You don't have to spend money for that. You want to send a donation to Inner Sight in memory of your mom, that's fine. But sign the petition. Help us get the word out there. and we thank you for that. Change.org. Both petitions have been revised, right?
Yes.
All
which
right.
is we have to just put it on the, our website. That's all.
On the website. But they go to change.org, they can see the revision?
They are, but I want to just make sure the nursing home one is revised. But I know for sure the guide dog one is.
All right, so read them, sign them, and make a difference. Maybe it'll wake the politicians up. Who knows?
Exactly.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, around the world, and spoke to, I'm not going to give her name because I don't know what's going to become of it yet, but spoke to a woman who's supposed to be the one of the experts on the Americans with Disability Act. And I got her name through my good friend Michelle Charlesworth. I want to thank Michelle for the connection. I'm going to try to get the disabled community together. And, you know, they're going to celebrate the Americans Disability Act. All right. I'm not going to tell people don't celebrate. Go ahead, celebrate. But let's do it in such a way that we're going to attract the media, you know, and get the point across. Strict enforcement. Now, I think the way that we can do that is to have a forum, be it online or in person, depending on, what the hell's going on, a forum where people can get up and take a few minutes, as everybody has to be brief, and say how they were violated and the American Disability Act didn't protect them. There are thousands of people in that category. I'm one of them.
I'm one of them, too.
Yeah, so there you have it. Something that hopefully will come about. And if it doesn't come about the way we would like it to come about, Inner Sight will do it in some way.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get a call on Wednesday from my congressman to set up an appointment to see him on that very subject, enforcement.
Yeah, enforcement.
The ADA. So we have that connection working.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see if he'll be willing to join us in a news conference to make the point of enforcement and to present legislation for enforcement. And the whole idea behind this is to tell the politicians what we want for enforcement, not what they want to give us. See, there's a big difference. It's got to be what we believe is the enforcement. Because they'll give you a bunch of, look what they gave you now. A stupid set of rules that don't work.
That's right. Because they're not the ones missing out. That's the problem. They're not the ones losing out on the deal.
Well, they're protected. See, that's the point. Protect us the way you're protected. There's the point right there.
That's right.
That's what we need. The way you're protected, protect us. Nobody can tell you you can't come in here because you can see.
Right?
As stupid as that is. Well, it's the same stupidity when you tell that to a person with a guide dog.
That's right.
Nobody can do that.
Or
you call the cops and the cops take them away or arrest them or they they wouldn't let them do it.
In my mom's case, was taken out of her home and told that she had to go live in a nursing home, in a sense,
Because the ADA didn't protect her.
That's right.
That needs to be changed too.
Yeah.
And the ADA should protect people from losing their disability money.
That's
under
right.
any circumstances.
That's right.
If this law is going to protect us, it should do the job.
It better protect. It should do the whole
not
job.
Not leave us with all these vulnerabilities.
That's right.
So that's what we're going to talk about more on Thursday and tie it in with Mother's Day. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday's show is Wednesday's show, I forgot. What's Wednesday's show?
Hold on, I got to look. I have it here. Hold on. I'll look up.
We had a title for Wednesday's show, and I can't think of it at the moment. But Friday's the funnies.
I get it. Yeah.
Don't forget
Friday's
the funnies.
Okay, let me get to it. We said nursing home residents be your own payee and claim hardship.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, and then the other ones, Thursdays, don't let your family, that was last week. We didn't have a Thursday.
That.
So you're putting,
nursing home residents will be addressing that on Wednesday. All right, and I was glad to hear from Louis. At least I know, we know that he's all right. He had some kind of an eye operation. I don't know the details.
Oh.
So we'll
touch base with him.
Get him.
Yeah.
Get more details. But, Louis, thank you for calling me.
Yeah.
I know you're listening on the sneak.
Yeah, I know he is. He must be.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it right here if you want. Anybody on the line? Who we got? Anybody on the phone?
Yeah, we have people. Hold on. Let me just see. I know. I have my Spidey sense on, and it says that we must have people right about now. Yes, we have Maureen.
All right, Maureen from Queens.
She hasn't queued in yet, so
on the line,
she queued in now.
everybody in their right mind, that is, wants to be equal.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big subject.
Yeah.
No matter what you talk about, you know, people want to be equal. And people are starting to believe Inner Sight a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Than they did. Yeah. In fact, what's the number?
Oh, about us?
That number, give the number.
Yeah. Maureen queued in. Before I go to that
give me
screen,
the number.
You want me to... Oh, but I'd have to go to the other screen. Hold on.
All right, Inner Sight. And this number speaks for itself.
Yeah, it
this
does.
This number has power.
Yeah, 106,436.
106,436, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going up.
There's the number. There's the powerful number that we have, and we're going to keep making it grow. All right, let's take a phone call from Maureen.
Yep.
Queens.
Okay.
New York.
Yep. All right, hold on. Let me get back
Hello.
To the screen.
Inner Sight.
Hold on. I'm not that fast. All right, here she comes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Well, there's not enough time in your show for my meds, so... I just have to pick and choose.
Not enough time. I love it.
Well, I'm glad to hear Louie's, you know, you heard from Louie, and hopefully his eye surgery
that
went well,
good.
And he'll be back on the show soon. I get a call today, and the visiting has stopped again, so. Because one of the workers is possible.
Put it in.
Well, why? I don't understand that, because I thought there were a couple anyway, so I don't know what makes a difference this time. And I mean, now this will be another Mother's Day, not with each other. Her birthday is 2 weeks from today. I wanted to go that day, but I don't know. So I am just so sick of this whole scamdemic. I truly, truly am. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of the mask. My nose is a mess from that damn mask. And I know that's what it's from. I have allergies a bit, and wearing that does not help.
Well, the pollen, I guess, and also all the stuff. You know, there's been a lot of related conditions that people are going to the doctor for with that mask.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, doctors will make it
that.
Worse.
You don't hear that on the mainstream media. You don't hear that, right?
No.
No, we just see that dribbling fool of an idiot president wearing two masks when he's in a cemetery not surrounded by living people. That could explain a lot. That really could explain why he's the bumbling idiot that he is. I mean, really and truly.
Joe's a nice guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Yeah, what kind of a fool am I?
Nice guys finish last. Oh, shut up.
I mean, what's one thing he's done good since he's, I hate to say it, taken over the presidency?
Gave us $1,200, $1,400.
He what?
He gave us some money. That's the only thing he's done good.
Yeah, well.
Everything else.
Any more? Somebody, two people told me they thought we were getting more, but I don't know.
I hope we are.
Well, I don't know.
I doubt it, but I sure hope we are.
Only if the virus gets worse.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of worse, so.
No, it's going down. It's down, really.
Yeah,
well, maybe it'll come
something.
Back up and we'll get more money.
I don't think all the money in the world I'd want it to come back up for.
I wouldn't mind a couple more, a couple more hundreds.
I don't ever want to see anything like this ever come back again. Never. Not in my lifetime, anyway.
Even if they gave you $3 million?
They could give me $300 million. I don't want to see anything like this ever coming back ever again. Never.
She'll consider it if it's $400 million.
No, no way. No considering either. I don't ever want to see anything like this ever happen ever again. Never. I'm tired of wearing these freaking... Why did God give us two holes in our nose and a hole in our mouth? That should be covered by a stupid mask.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
I mean, I have, not to sound gross, but I have pimples and cuts in my nose. I never had these things before.
I know.
You know?
Well, put some coconut oil on them.
Yeah, I'll have to get some.
Very soothing.
I'll have to get some.
As a matter of fact, if you're going to wear the mask, put coconut oil on first and then put the mask on.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I actually only wear the mask indoors. I actually haven't been wearing the mask most of the pandemic outdoors. I really haven't. I couldn't breathe in it. You know?
Well,
at the beginning, I wore it a bit, but then
I have respiratory failure.
Sorry, Susan?
I have respiratory failure. So when I go out, I always used to sneak a breath while I was outside.
Who told you have respiratory failure?
Who else? The doctors and the cat scan and everything. I don't know anymore. All I know is I can't breathe.
I wouldn't believe it.
Well, that's me too. You know, the other day we're walking to the bank Saturday.
It helps me.
And my friend calls and says, you're so out of breath. So anyway, we get into the bank. Now, the bank was kind of hot, of course, because, the weather's so odd. It's hot, it's cold. So they didn't have any air on. The teller literally kept asking me, was I all right? Could, I had the damn mask on. I mean, no, I can't. For most of the pandemic, the first couple months maybe, yes. But after that, I didn't wear it a lot of the time. If I came by big crowds, I did. I put it up. But, I mean, what am I going to kill myself in a damn mask, too? I'm going to go one way or the other.
I wonder how many people,
excuse
me,
huh?
Maureen, I wonder how many people have died from wearing the mask. No statistics on that.
Well, that's it. Are we ever going to hear that? Well, they'll just be throwing in with COVID deaths.
They're not going to tell you that.
I believe some people.
I don't think they even recorded that, to be honest.
But I'm sure there are people who did.
Yeah, they're probably
all these people wearing masks. That should be dealt with. Should be recorded.
Yeah,
I don't know how people with asthma have an easy time
with the masks. I have allergies bad, and my allergies have been bothering me a lot from this.
Nice.
And my husband's sneezing like a madman. I'm sneezing like a mad woman. We sound like alternating sneezing people. My throat is scratchy all the time because of the mask.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my roommate and I both had sneezing, scratchy throat. We had a sore throat. I didn't have a sore throat, really, but I had the scratchy. My mom was sneezing the other day, too. It's allergy season. There's a lot of stuff
it
in
is,
the air.
It keeps it all in there.
Right.
I just got saline. I didn't use any kind of, like, I just got plain saline from the store because it's the only thing that I felt would flush my nose out without taking any kind of medicine, you know, or you could make your own saline from what I heard, you know, just plain salt.
Sea salt is the best.
Yeah, sea salt, that's it. That's what it was. And some distilled water. That's what they said.
My nose had a big, I don't mean to sound gross, but pimple in it a couple of weeks ago. Now it's got cut. Oh, it was brutal. I thought I was going to die. He has a pimple now, but on the outside of it, we are not supposed to be wearing face covering.
Man.
We weren't born to have this.
What is the material that it is? Because I'm just getting... I had one that I really didn't like because it was very much occluding the air that was going in and out. And I'm not going to say
I usually wear a cloth one. That's off my nose anyway, so you know, when I go in places. He usually wears the surgical ones.
Oh, okay.
I've worn them, too.
I can't wear any one but, like, ones that are cotton. I have an easier time with. The ones that aren't cotton, I can't. I have a lot of trouble with.
Well, I wore one of the M95s, is that right?
Yeah.
They're called. I wore one of them the day I went up to check out the place upstate. I thought that day I was going to die. They are like the worst, you know?
Did they bother you a lot?
I just couldn't extra breathe with it. One day I called and the nurse answers. I said, is something wrong? She goes, no, it's the mask. They wear the M95s and another one over them.
Wow.
So I don't know. They must just be
totally
bad.
Well, the person
that
got
the
virus in the nursing home where Mary is, didn't they wear the mask?
Right.
Yeah.
Did they what? Say again.
Do they wear the mask?
Yeah, the nurses wear the M95 and the
And how come they got the virus?
Who knows?
They gave them the vaccine and they wore the mask and they still got it.
Well, all the nurses do not get the vaccine. A lot of nurses don't want to take the vaccine.
No, they don't.
But they wear the mask.
They wear the mask, yes.
They got to wear the mask.
But, you know, unless people were tested... How would you know all the time? You know what I mean? They're tested all the time. Well, a lot of people might have it and never know they had it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
But
if you're asymptomatic.
Every week, I think.
Or you could be tested and they tell you you have it and you don't have it.
Oh, yes. They've done
that
too.
Right?
There's been negative, positive, negative.
Yeah.
You know? false positive.
I can see
absolutely.
That.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll never, you know what's going on.
You hear about the guy who, the guy who, on the corner, someplace in Brooklyn, I don't know, he was selling kits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It tells you if you have the virus, you got to put a certain thing on you and then you wipe it off and put it on, I don't know, some kind of, you put it in there, it tell you got it, no got it, over there.
That doesn't sound too safe, Frank. Frank, that does not sound too safe, a guy on the corner in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
well,
that
he had
like
to, he did all right, but he made just enough money to make bail, you know.
Oh, why don't I think of something like that? I could make some money.
Yeah,
no,
I think it's all right that way. I
wouldn't
think
trust
that guy had a good idea.
I wouldn't be trusting his results too much.
I think I know who that guy in Brooklyn was.
All right.
Is he a friend of yours, Frank?
around the world.
Around the crazy world.
Yeah.
Around the crazy world we live in, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got any more mad or glad?
Well, yeah, I told you I don't have enough time for the show, though. You have to move along on the show. I'm just mad at the whole thing with my mom and the social worker who could have moved a little quicker in getting the evaluating done, you know? That would have been
well,
nicer.
They got to first get the money. They don't care about you.
They
move in accordance with how they get the money.
Right.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah, well.
That's number one for them.
They ain't going to be getting too much more money.
No, hopefully they get moving quick.
Yeah, I mean, that two weeks or so were totally wasted. She could have evaluated it, and then I could have been doing the next step, you know?
Yeah. What is she evaluating?
You know, my mom, for the discharge, they have to do an evaluation.
Oh, please. Mm. You know what their evaluation is? They go there, they look at the place, and they give you suggestions, and they bring a team sometimes. Mm. It depends. They bring a physical therapist and an occupational therapist.
They give you
there.
Suggestions. They ought to give you the damn money.
Yeah, that's good.
You mean this is to evaluate her physically,
say.
Right?
You suggesting this, that, and the other thing?
Yeah.
Where's the money?
Mm.
You going to pay for it? You're not going to pay for it? Get the hell out of here. I don't need you here.
Mm.
No, they give you the stuff. No, they give you the stuff by which she could use in that environment. Like with me, they made sure I had, at the time, I didn't have a shower, roll-in shower. So they made sure that I had a tub seat. I'm giving you one example at one place that I was going home from.
Yeah.
They made sure that I had a one of those bench things. Yeah, the chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now they're probably, if you were moving into something that was going to be your own, you could have gotten something that was a roll-in, you know, like I have. But in other cases, you know,
every place should be accessible. That's the answer.
Yeah, they
the
should all have walk-in shower. No.
Yeah, they should.
Well, this is accessible, but it doesn't have that. But this is to evaluate her, too. Then I get told, well, do you have a backup plan? I didn't even know I had a first plan. I have to find out things. You know where I get the most information about things? From the girl that I went with to see the place. She tells me all stuff that they do and how they work things and all. These I haven't, you know, because last year they came and they wanted the PRI and all. So that's for your medical, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so the one today.
Well, you got a backup plan. You got inner sight, a lawyer, and the newspapers.
Yeah,
there you go.
There's your backup.
That's my backup plan. I'll tell them. I'll tell them.
Yeah, you should.
I got three backup plans.
Right? Tell them. Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
And you got two angry advocates.
Oh, okay.
They don't really
I'll tell
do
them,
anything right.
Right. Yeah, because she's
How
telling
can
me.
They, you know oh, what? You know what makes me mad? I got to tell you what makes me mad with all this crap. How can they evaluate people medically when they let all those people die in the nursing home? I wouldn't trust them
that's
to
right.
evaluate a damn toilet bowl. And that's what I would tell them. You let all these people die in this in your nursing home, and you're going to evaluate people? Get the hell out of
where
here.
Yeah, where they have to keep shutting down for visiting even because, you know, people are still bringing
How can
it
you
in.
Trust
they
should have
done what you said,
to give you
too.
A good medical evaluation. I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah.
No.
But they, remember when there was this one nursing home that really cared for their patients, and in the beginning of the pandemic, Frank, I don't remember who told you about this, that they had the nursing aides stay in the nursing home?
Well,
they
that's
really
what the inner sanctuary. That's what I said they should do.
Yeah, they should
do. I don't remember that. I don't know if anybody ever did that, but...
No. They didn't, but they should have.
Yeah, you're damn right they should have. They shouldn't have let them out to go home. They should have moved them in with the families and everything.
There was one that did do that. I saw it on the news. I don't remember exactly what broadcast, but it was down south somewhere.
Well,
yeah,
it
North
shows
Carolina.
You
that
it can be done, that inner sight is right.
And it is.
I think it was North Carolina.
It always comes out.
It was North Carolina. Right. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Always comes out.
And they did do it. They did it to maximum hilt. They brought stuff. The whole community got together and brought stuff to them.
Right. Well, look at Florida is the capital of the world for the elderly. Right. Well, I don't know if the world, but in this country, right? I mean, so many elderly people live there. But we had higher numbers of deaths in the nursing homes. Because, of course, things will not run right here, you know? You know? Really, you know?
That's a mess.
Just,
My
really
husband said, you know, in the future, I can't handle this weather, and my body's been hurting me a lot. I might have to, you know, go to Florida earlier and not, you know, work this heavy profession that I might have to go out maybe on disability, because he's really feeling it now. So he's thinking about it, really, you know, or retire early, either or. And I told him, I don't know if I want you to retire early, you know, because you won't get half as much as what you want to. And he said to me at this point, like, he doesn't care. He'd rather just get out of it, you know. He's really having a tough time, you know.
No, well, this state's a mess anyway. I mean, believe me. But,
I know.
Yeah, but
he would
want to
move to another state, you know.
He doesn't or does?
No, he does.
I would have loved to too, but I would have loved to too, but it's hard enough getting up to New Rochelle. God, trying to set up lights.
All right,
in the
sight. We're gonna move on.
All right, guys. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Take care, Maureen.
Okay.
And
talk to you,
okay? Okay.
Oh, man, a glad Monday.
Bye-bye.
Let me give you the television schedule. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And Thursday, 7:30, Altice goes all over Long Island. Channel 20, you want to watch Inner Sight. All reruns right now until further notice. And we're working on trying to get the YouTube show off the ground, so we'll keep you keep you posted on that. We're going to do it, world.
Yes, we are.
All right, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Let's see, what else we got? What else was in the news today? Oh, you hear a lot about this business. Joe's supposed to give a speech about this business in India. I don't know when that is. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. you know, but he ought to do more to help this country.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we need it.
61 million disabled people and no enforcement on the Americans Disability Act. He ought to concentrate on that and do something about that. And we'll talk about more about that on Thursday.
I don't know what there was, but I know there was something in the infrastructure bill. We would have to ask that of the state. Are you going to meet up with the state senator, or are you going to be meeting up with the legislator?
I'm going to meet up with my congressman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Whatever
so, yeah,
it is, if there's no enforcement, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Exactly.
I don't care what it is.
You know?
Because it's just another ploy and another delay and another stupid rule that doesn't make any sense. And by the way, for you folks out there who are following it, there hasn't been one accessible signal put up in this town yet. So there you have it. They don't listen to nobody, which means you need enforcement.
Do you know the only way I got an accessible signal is if I went to the town and the town called for me? And that was the only way.
Yeah, well, you
I
were lucky. They did you a favor.
Yeah.
I don't need nobody. People shouldn't have to ask for a favor to be safe.
No.
The hell with that.
You should be able to call yourself. Yeah.
No. They should put the damn things up. You shouldn't have to call nobody. You don't
have
to call anybody to be safe. It's there.
It should be there, yeah.
Just put them
up. I agree with you.
I'm not going to waste my time calling. I already did it. I've been living here over 3 years already.
Yeah.
And that's how long I've been doing it. They want to make a jackass out of you.
Yeah, they do.
They're not going to do it to me, I'll tell you that.
I know. We shouldn't have to do that at all. Automatically,
when it comes to safety.
No. All the corners should just, when that law passed, every single corner should have been turned into it. That's all.
No, but that wasn't the law.
I know.
That wasn't the law. See? They put it on the people to do it.
I know.
You have to write a letter.
Which was stupid.
And then you
got to
wait for
eyes.
Them to come out and evaluate the crap. Then you got to wait for them to get the part. Then you got to wait for them to, you know, my ass.
Yeah.
In the meantime, people are unsafe not crossing the street.
God,
not as safe
as
you should be. You
know? No, you're not. Thank God you have your dog, I got to say.
We need enforcement.
We sure do.
We definitely need enforcement. No doubt about it. Everybody I talk to who's disabled agrees with Inner Sight on that we need enforcement.
Oh, yeah. We do.
All right. 213-816-1650. Anybody out there want to talk about what you're glad about? Need more glads. Notice there's
more
a lot
glad.
Of mads on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the way the system is.
I know.
The way the system is. If we had enforcement, there'd be a lot more glads. You know that?
Well, yeah, that's true.
It really would. It really would.
Glad
people would
be
safer.
Yeah. People would be happier.
And they would have
protection.
They got to
really make the money in the hands of the disabled so they can help themselves. They really got to do it, you know?
Everybody expects protection.
Yeah.
In this world.
Mm-hmm.
We expect it and we don't get it.
That's true.
You know? And the money is
they
there.
They don't care.
Of course they don't care. They just use us to collect and then that's it. And
that's
hit and miss, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right. So Wednesday night we'll tell you how people, residents in the nursing homes, can fight back.
Yeah.
All right. And their families.
Yeah.
All right. Thursday night we'll talk about how the ADA has failed millions of moms and all the rest of us.
That's right.
Okay. So that's the schedule. Friday will be the funnies, of course. We'll tell you about the guy with the blonde wig who went into the library and...
Uh-oh.
The story about that on the Inner Sight News. I mean, you won't hear that
How
anywhere
come
else.
I know? It sounds like
right
Israel.
Here.
I don't know why. Sounds
All right,
like
Inner
something
Sight.
Gabriel would do.
Man, I'm glad Monday. By the way, tomorrow's open mic. You can tomorrow you can talk about anything you want.
Right.
On Inner Sight. So let's see. I had another mad. Well, first, let me. I'm glad that it looks like my congressman is going to give me the appointment. You know.
That's good.
And I'm going to find out if, you know, I'm going to ask if it's all right if other people go.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that. And they wanted to know what I was going to talk about, and I told them. I said enforcement of the ADA.
So oh, that's good.
Everything's on the up and up. Everything's up front. And let's see... What happens?
Says.
I want them to...
Yeah, they all know it's weak, so let's make it a strong law.
I want them to join us in a news conference and see if we can get people together to tell how they've been
mm-hmm.
violated and why we need that enforcement.
Yes, we do.
So we'll see what happens.
How far you think he'll go?
From politicians? Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to speculate.
They might say one thing
all.
And do another.
I'm not going to speculate. We have not gotten good results from politicians.
Lately, no.
And I know why, too, because
Capital
we don't have
I,
the money.
India.
I'm sorry.
To back it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that's it.
See, if they knew we had the money, it'd be a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then they'd be more inclined to do something.
Yeah.
A lot of times you got to embarrass the hell out of these politicians. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
That's the way to get their attention.
Oh, yeah.
And you do it in such a way that they'll notice and wake up what's going on.
It's true.
You know, one of the things that's wrong with education, you know, you hear a lot of this education talk about educating people about the disabled. You know one of the things wrong with that? When they educated these people many a time, they didn't embarrass the hell out of them.
Yeah, that would
and make
good.
Them think.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. Not just educating people, because that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You got to show them that we need enforcement.
Yeah.
Like everybody else is protected.
It's true. Yeah.
And that's where the agencies haven't done their job. They haven't educated people toward that end.
No, they haven't.
They got people together and they, you know, they talk to them, and it doesn't mean a damn thing. They walk out the door, and the next day, it's the same old crap. Why? Because they haven't learned anything. It hasn't been powerful enough. There's no money
behind it.
Behind
right.
the education process, and there should be.
Yeah, there should be.
All right. Inner Sight. Man, a glad Monday. Around the world. I don't know. How much time we got left? You got a time check? What's the time check?
Yeah, about five. 5 minutes, I thought.
All right. 5 minutes. Time for a quick phone call. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Nope.
Oh,
we got a listener, and that's Danny.
All right. So,
4 minutes, 36 seconds.
We intend to go all the way, you know. We may not get the response from these politicians, but you see, then, if we don't get the response, we definitely have something to talk about.
That's true.
And to try to bring to the public, you know, that we tried to get these politicians to wake up and see the light within a sight, and they refused.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use that as much as possible.
Yes.
And also, that helps when you go and ask people for big money. Well, did you try this? Did you try that? Yes. We tried it all.
Mm-hmm. We tried it all.
The only solution now is a campaign that would blast the hell out of all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only solution. I hope it doesn't come down to being the only solution.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that the politicians will respond on some level. They should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're showing them a way how they can save money.
That's true.
Get these agencies involved. They never
That's
do a
true.
Damn thing for us to give
true.
Us protection and enforcement. You know, there isn't one agency that I know of that's doing anything to bring about enforcement of the American Disability Act.
No,
I don't know of one.
We could be the first.
Well, we are the first.
Yeah, that's true.
You never hear them talk about it until we bring it up.
Well, everybody, you know, it's so funny how we bring about, you know, the first thing to hear about it. Then everybody else starts saying something about it. It's very bizarre.
I brought it up with the independent living over these traffic lights. Oh, you're so right. Yeah, you're right. We should have that. There should be enforcement, you know. But they don't do a damn thing about it.
No.
What are they doing about it?
They'll lose their benefits, you know.
Same old
they
stuff.
Say anything.
Well, that's becoming a bunch of bull. I'm not accepting that anymore. No, no, no. You stand up for your rights, you know. I mean, there's too many people who need help and too many violations of people's lives.
No.
I don't accept that anymore. I used
to
accept
neither
it,
do I.
But not
you know
anymore.
What bothers me the most is these nursing homes. People are literally taken, like my mom. She didn't have to be taken out of a home, really. She wanted to stay right where she was.
The ADA doesn't protect them.
Right. No,
and try to get them to intervene under the ADA, and they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't.
No, they couldn't. Yep.
So
they tried. I mean,
we
called that lawyer. I had a lawyer and a gerontologist. That I think the same gerontologist that we spoke with was the same one that day, I mean.
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway.
That woman
Inner
that
Sight.
We spoke to recently, that woman.
We got
to
go. We'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic. Thank you for listening. 631-224-3090 is the phone number of Inner Sight. And thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow. Open mic. I want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And, look out for that vaccine. That stuff will kill you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.